my heart.
Hey, good morning. 194 on the Playhouse of the Morning. Well, Tanya Fisher, our first winner in 194's Crack the Code. Do it at 710, 910, 1110 with Muscatel Subaru, Dakota Magic, Hotel and Casino. Now, basically, we have a situation here where anybody that gets on the phone with us, you get registered, you call in when we say your name. We give you at least $100 right out of the gate. Boom, done and done. But then you tell us what four-digit code we're putting in the 194 Money Vault, and you could be scoring $100,000. And here's the cool thing. Make it a little bit easier, I guess, just so we don't have repetition. We're going to post these codes, like the one Tanya just guessed, in 194.com on the Crack the Code page. So in theory, we shouldn't have like duplicate guesses. So that helps a bit, I suppose.
Yeah, you got to follow along. Just follow along. You don't want to repeat anybody's numbers. You'll still get that $100. Then you have that chance at cracking the code.
For $100,000, you just need that four-digit PIN. My palms are still sweating for Tanya because that's a lot of money. That's life-changing.
That's intense. I mean, your life would truly be different. You win $100,000.
$100,000, I'm buying a brand new camper van. I'm glamping.
I really don't think his life would be different. I'm going to be honest. Yeah. He would get an upgraded car and he'd still live the same.
This is true. This is probably accurate.
The next time I leave for 2 months, it'd be in a nicer vehicle.
Yeah.
See what I'd be doing.
I'll have more room to stretch you out.
A round of dummy of the day.
Just a bit of me, I'm sorry.
Sometimes you do something where you're just a little bit dumb.
You must think I'm stupid.
And you just feel like a total idiot. Why were you the dummy of the day? Here's the nice thing when you join the Playhouse Family Circle of Support, Dummy of the Day Club, you at least know you're not the only person. Why are you the dummy of the day?
Well, I did my laundry and I totally forgot that I had my paycheck in my pants pocket. So it went through the wash, it went through the dryer, it's completely ruined. I have no way to cash it right now. It's going to take forever to get a new check. And I am broke. I needed that.
So you can be like, all right, until they get you one processed or whatever they got to do at work?
Yeah, I'll get through. It's just, you know, with everything going on, it's like one more thing that's just unnecessary in my life to kind of just, I'm just going to have to, you know, be very cautious on spending for the next few weeks.
Not that this will make you feel any better, but thank goodness this place does direct deposit because we have like the most irresponsible coworkers. We would be having problems like this all the time.
We would. I got my deposit back on my last place from when I left. Mm-hmm. I finally got it, and he gave me a paper check. And I had the paper check, and then I don't bank here. So then, like, I did. I had it in my pocket, so I could see, like, how it could happen. Because I've done laundry and washed poop bags that happened, like, empty poop bags that happened to be in my pocket or something.
Ew.
I know, and then I'm always like, oh, I guess that was in there.
That's nice.
How do you not get a check and cash it right away? You have mobile deposit on your phone. Boom, right there. You get the check. Take it while they're handing it to you. Get that picture.
But my bank, because I still bank from back home, and they just started mobile banking. Because prior, they were doing mobile banking, but they charged you a fee. And it's like, well, that doesn't make sense. Well, so this one, I was like, okay, I gotta get my deposit check. So I took a picture and it went through.
It's because you're from South Dakota. Yeah. They're still in colonial times.
Yeah,
there.
They just started doing drive-through banking.
Well, and I heard that now they put two horses on the buggy. So they're getting, you're getting places two horsepower now.
And then we just got ATMs. You know those little vacuum things, too, where, you know, the ooze canister that you put in, it sucks
up
to the,
inside?
The cashier? Yeah. We just got those, too.
Did you try going into one of those?
I have never tried. No.
Is this how I enter the bank?
Is this how we go in? Oh, do I have a genie that I can make three wishes to?
Just more confirmation. It's the worst Dakota.
It's the worst Dakota.
Really is.
Okay, yeah.
Either of you recently feel like the dummy of the day?
Yes. Yesterday. I asked Steven, straight face, what day is Cinco de Mayo?
Oh, come on.
You did.
I wasn't thinking.
When's the 4th of July?
I was not thinking. I don't know why. And I was trying to figure something out. We have an event coming up. It's like next Friday coming up for the North Dakota Autism Center. Mm-hmm, and for some reason, I thought it was around Cinco de Mayo. And I said, I'm pretty sure it's around Cinco de Mayo. And I said, yeah, I think it's April something, like whatever the date is. And he like looked at me and I said, what? When is Cinco de Mayo? And he said, what do you mean when is Cinco de Mayo? And I said, I see what I did there.
Whoa. Yeah. I mean, you don't often speak any other language.
Yeah.
I get it. You don't speak French. Fine. I'm just trying to help you out. I don't know.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely not in April. That's for sure.
Yeah.
You ever feel like the dummy of the day there, Joel D?
I mean, yeah, a little bit, I guess. I kind of feel like a dummy for leaving, right? Mm-hmm. And then turning right around and come back. But now I feel like a smarter, right? Smarter than a fifth grader because I'm back in Fargo sitting right here. So I don't feel so dumb anymore. Does that work?
I think that works. They always come crawling back.
I drove back.
They always come driving back.
So I was like, I can't afford to get a speeding ticket because if I get another one, then I definitely probably wouldn't get my job back here.
He had to sign all kinds of paperwork.
Yeah. Good thing I had a trailer on the back of that van because I couldn't go very fast.
Why the dummy of the day?
Okay, so I was talking to my coworker and I was like, oh my gosh, congratulations. When are you due? And then she just looks at me blank and she's like, I'm not pregnant.
You broke the number one rule you never assume.
Mm-hmm. It's so bad.
Why are you total dummy today? Something came out of your mouth. You made a poor choice. Just not feeling too good about it. 237, it's text 35270, Pink Trust Fall Playhouse in the morning. It's Playhouse Y94, another chance. 910 at Y94's $100,000 crack the code. Also in the 8 o'clock hour, but boy, before all that, second date update and private Y today, and if it times out the way I think it's going to with these people, we're going to be like back-to-back with second date and private Y today. That and the 8 o'clock hour, right now in the middle of dummy of the day. Why were you the dummy of the day?
It's so embarrassing. I don't know why I'm sharing this, but I did not know you can't microwave a hard-boiled egg, and I did, and it exploded everywhere.
I'll be honest, I didn't know that you couldn't do that.
I feel like I did know that, but why are you warming up a hard-boiled egg? Aren't they supposed to be eaten cold?
Yeah, but was she trying to hard-boil it in the microwave? Was it already hard-boiled?
Oh, I think it was already hard-boiled and it blew up.
I don't know.
Now I want a hard-boiled
egg.
They're so good. What? Ew.
I love hard-boiled eggs, but she was trying to heat up a hard-boiled egg?
Yeah, that's what it seemed weird. Why would you try to blow it up in the microwave?
Yeah, I like them cold.
Yeah.
They're delicious. Happy Easter, everybody.
I could literally eat some. If anybody has leftover from Easter, I'm going to eat that here in the next couple
weeks.
I want
deviled eggs.
Yeah, so good.
Yum.
Now I'm just hungry.
I know, now I'm just hungry.
Dummy of the day?
Well, I charted in my car today.
Did you say what I thought you said?
What?
That's what you think it is. It's half fart, it's half the other thing.
Sorry. What are you going to do?
You know, I know, and I had to turn around and go back home because you can't go into work with chart. You know, you can't.
Yeah, I suppose. You probably can't.
Yeah, you can, but then you're going to end up with an itchy booty, right?
Oh, and so, smelly.
Smelly, I suppose. Oh, I'm sure you'd go to the bathroom and at least clean up a little bit. Aye.
Sorry, you're having a crappy start to your day.
I guess it did. I get, you know, sometimes, you know, things just stick with you, like the chart.
I feel like you're saying it weird.
It sounds like he's like he's chartering a boat.
I know. That's why I was like, did I hear him right?
Oh, yeah, no, he heard him right. Dummy of the day, hello?
This is so embarrassing. So this morning on my way to work, I was rushing and I needed to change when I got to work. And apparently, I dropped my daughter's underwear. And so I'm currently wearing Disney Princess underwear right now at my office.
I mean, kudos to you for them fitting enough that you didn't notice.
I was actually very surprised by that. I feel pretty good about it, to be honest.
Yeah, I would feel pretty good about myself. I don't know how that would possibly fit on this body, but I'd feel pretty good.
If you walk around with some Spider-Man undies?
Yeah.
I bet you they're tight. Like, it's uncomfortable.
Probably.
Why doesn't she? I cut them off.
You would?
Yeah, I'm not. Wait, the 25-cent pair of underwear? Yeah.
Hey, Mom, where's my Encanto underwear?
My favorite ones.
Yeah. Just cut them off. Then you don't have to go and undress. Take a pair of scissors. Pull them up.
Sorry, we're not going to talk about Bruno. It's Encanto. Encanto. Yeah.
No more.
Were you the dummy of the day? 237, it's text 35270. Imagine Dragons in the playoffs. 94. Give me some time. Oh. In the middle of dummy of the day, 194. Why are you the dummy of the day?
Well, more like the boyfriend this morning. He was going to go in for some intimate time, and he tripped on my ankle and landed on my knee with his nose.
Oh, with
so
his nose.
He ended up getting a nosebleed this morning.
Oh. I bet he didn't get none either.
No, I did. He tripped through.
You know what? First, when you said he tripped, I thought it was going to be something else in the other region. So, to me, nose could be, you know, could be worse.
Yeah, no, he tripped and then his nose landed on my knee. And then he got a nosebleed, but he wanted to troop through.
He wanted to troop through it, though. Oh, I love it. Well, it's a good morning, then.
Nothing more attractive than somebody with blood spewing from their nose.
No, it wasn't a spew. It was a trickle, but we didn't notice till afterward. But he obliterated his nose pretty good, though.
Ouch. I love it, like, because, I mean, obviously he was in a bad spot, but it hurts when somebody jacks your knee, too.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you were still like, all right, I guess I'm still in the mood.
It's fine. We can troop through it.
I can't believe he would. Hurting your nose, oh, that's making me, I'm in pain.
Do we have anybody saying, oh, I'm the dummy of the day as far as texts go?
Yeah, someone said I was on my treadmill while I was wearing the clip that stops the treadmill, you know, when you fall. Well, I hit it with my arm and the treadmill came to a dead stop. Not only did it scare me, but I fell flat on my face. Someone else said, I swear being pregnant has made me the dumbest person in the world. The other day I was looking for my coat everywhere. I looked all over the house. It was nowhere. My husband ended up finding it in the bathtub. The bathtub. Why was it there? Who knows?
Why was it in the bathtub? You probably had to go to the bathroom getting home, and then
you were in such a hurry. Yeah,
and you took it off, and then you forgot about it after you went to the bathroom.
That's a weird place to have found it. Yeah, that is strange. You're dummy of the day because...
Oh, my God. I took... I mistaked a nail glue for eye drops.
What?
Can you imagine? Mm-hmm. Stuck that in my eye. I had to end up at the eye doctor and really needed eye drops after that. Oh, it was a fiasco. It was horrible. The outcome was fine. I'm fine, but a horrible experience.
Listen, I got to imagine you're, like, lucky your eyes are okay.
Definitely.
Can you imagine gluing your eyeballs?
No, and would it not stay shut? Like, you'd be looking like a pirate.
Arr!
Yeah.
Arr.
I can't imagine that.
I'm here for my emergency appointment.
Someone said that the other night when the northern lights were out, someone texted me to go look outside, and I said, cool, which direction should I look?
Yep.
Oh, sure, yeah. I suppose to the north.
Yeah, gotta look north, I suppose.
That way.
That way, yeah.
I even though if someone would text me that, like, I'm not Lewis and Clark, I wouldn't know which way I don't think north is.
Towards Grand Forks.
I can't tell you. You can't just place me somewhere and say point to Grand Forks.
Like right now, point to Grand Forks.
I could tell you that's Moorhead, that's North Fargo.
That's how I figure out where I am half the time. Okay, well, if North Fargo's that way and West Fargo's that way.
Then where's Grand Forks?
That way.
I don't know.
It's North Fargo. It's like towards North Fargo, isn't it? Yeah. If you got on the interstate.
Keep on going.
I guess. So then this way.
That way there.
That's perfect, yeah.
That way. Arr. Where be them northern lights? Set sail for the northern seas.
You sound like you're like a casino thing or something. Like you're trying to find some treasure.
Arr, you want to crack the code and get $100,000 of my booty. 910. Why are you the dummy of the day?
Man, I ended up throwing away my key fob with my coffee in the garbage. And I was at a Starbucks. So I had to dig my hand into the garbage to get the key fob, which is covered in hot coffee. Not only is that thing going to cost me like $300-something to get replaced, I also look like an idiot in front of everybody.
So that sucks, but did you know that a pirate's favorite coffee shop is, in fact, Starbucks?
he's got the jokes today.
Wait, it was his key fob.
And his coffee. That's the worst part.
Car key fob. I thought it was like the little plastic key fob we have to get into the building.
Like his car. So, you had to get him, right? You're going in that train.
You had to.
That's a bummer.
Did the work one, I'd be like, eh.
Yeah, I'd probably leave it.
Hey, Zero, I need a new one.
No, oh, that's too bad. Wonder where that one went. Gee, we wonder how people get in the building.
They just got to stick their hand in the Starbucks garbage can and find one.
Why are you the dummy of the day, hey?
Oh, my God. So I went to the grocery store. I took like 45 minutes shopping, got everything on my list, and I was checking out. Right as they get to the last item that they're checking out, I realized I forgot my wallet. It was so embarrassing. I can't believe it. And my face turned beet red. I just felt like such an idiot. And they had to void the whole thing. And then I had to go all the way back home, get my wallet, and come all the way back. It was so embarrassing and, like, just such a nightmare. I don't know. I felt so stupid.
I think I'd be like, it's in my car, I'll be right back, and I never go back.
And then just not go back?
Yeah, I need a new grocery store now.
Like forever?
Yeah, I'd be done there. I'd switch brands.
Never again?
I've done that before in like a drive-thru, and then luckily it was actually just when I first got back, and I went through a drive-thru, and my wallet was back in the room, so I was like, And then they were like, we'll be with you in a second. I was like, okay. And I'm like looking at the menu, and then I was like, oh, my wallet, I don't have it. So I looked behind me, nobody was there. Reverse, and I just left, and I didn't go back.
Mm-hmm. Have you gone back since?
Nope, I haven't, no.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
It's like, nope, it's not going to happen.
Wear a fake mustache.
Exactly.
Something like that.